Hello everyone. So Marita, what are we talking about today?
One of my favorite conundrums or pickles, ease is not easy.
Ease is not easy. I like that. I'm feeling a lot there. Yeah. Seems like the modern world is all about ease, right? But is it that easy, this modern world?
Correct, right? That promise of ease. And I think what's interesting about that promise, right? It's tied to a lot of old things that if you do this, this is what you get. And if you're getting this, then you're a good person. So I think it's really, you know, even this topic is not easy to talk about, you know, because it has so much. But I think that the modern world promises ease, right? And that if you live a good life, if you do certain things, if you go to your job, if you don't go to your job, if you do this, that what your reward is to live a life of ease, that things should just come to you. Even that idea of like, I'm in the flow, right? It's very different. It's a very colonized idea of that is being reflected back to you on your goodness. You know, I had a student once who was like, well, you know, my life went to shit, you know, walking this path. And I was like, oh, then good. You're on the right path. And they're like, how could you say that? And I said, because I work with shit all the time. I pick it up. I'm a farmer. I'm in it. I learn from it as I'm going around being of relation and service to my animals. You know, it teaches me so much. I even have a bumper sticker that says, you know, pick up poop, love your volcano. Like, that's my life. Scoop poop, love your volcano. There you go. You know, give offerings. And there's so much richness in that, you know, in the decomposition, the repurposing, you know, it's for people who are in agriculture, you know, that's important.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Yeah,
you know, the ending of things, the decay of things is important, and the being there for all of it, right? Not checking out when things get difficult. And so, you know, the teachings that I've been taught actually teach you that ease is actually a sign that you are not being present to your life, that you're not taking responsibility. And that doesn't mean that you can't have space, right? It doesn't mean that you have to live your life in conflict or look for it. But it's really talking about, do I have easement versus ease? Can I have easement, a little space? And if anyone's done, you know, has land, you know about easements on lands, right? You know, even though you might, the territory line might be down, you give each other easement sometimes, right? For the passing of animals, for different things. And so that's an agreement. I need a little bit more space, right? I understand that we have a line here that sometimes we're going to interact with. So easement for me means you're going to interact. You will affect things and they will affect you. And so we understand that. We have conversation, and so we give each other easement versus, I think, the modern world, especially modern spirituality and old religions say you should have an absence of these things, an absence of conflict, an absence of suffering, right? Even though Buddhists tell you the first four tenets, life is suffering. Get over it, you know? And so, again, there has been this construction in our plastic, non-recycled idea of modernity, right? That if we live a certain way, we're good and it should be easy. It should give us ease, non-conflict. And I'm saying, let's, you know, from an indigenous perspective, this is really a very different way. It's about easement.
Yeah, I really like that. You know, I often think of that because many people turn towards the ancient ways because they want to find ease. They want to find liberation. They want to find joy back, you know, and there's nothing wrong with, I think, kind of any of those intention, but there is this modern world that says, yeah, it's going to be easier if you get the better job, if you get the house and all of that. And to some degree, it works for a certain time until people start to realize, but is this really happiness? Is this ease really? Does it look like ease for my community? Does it look like ease for this country? Does it look like ease for the world right now? I think clearly a lot of people are realizing, okay, maybe this is not that much easier than it was for our grandparents, for example, that didn't have the laundry machine and that didn't have maybe all the modernities that we have. You know, my grandparents that are past now often mention that they grew up with no water in the house and they had to go pick up the water in the well outside in the village in Corsica. And then people think, well, I'm going to get the land. And I'm going to go in those communities and I'm going to live closer to the land. And there is this very romanticized idea to return to land, you know, that that's going to be easy. That's going to be relaxed. And people see a photo of me with my chicken. They're like, oh, that sounds really nice. And you pick up your eggs in the morning. And but what people don't see is all the hard work that is behind that. The constant care for a bird that's not really a native bird. I mean, they've been living with us, but they're still not from upstate New York, right? They're not supposed to be here and they need care and they need protection from predators and they shed a lot and you need to carry that and you need to clean it. And now we have one of our girl that is broody and so she's sitting on her eggs all day long. So she needs extra care because she's preparing for babies. There's definitely so much more work and a kind of attention towards something else. It's not really the self anymore, right? So about the land, the trees, the plants, the food, the animals, and the things that we have to do when we're caretaking. And it's not easy. It's not easy. And there is something that people don't realize. And I know a few people that move to communities that live that way and they realize, oh my God, this is so much work. But there is that other kind of easement and ease that comes from it, which for me comes very much from finding my place into this. Mm-hmm. Like it's not, okay, let's frame the world and let's frame you so both fit. Here we are saying with ancient wisdom, there is a frame that is very ancient, that works really well, that is not easy. That includes life and death and many, many struggles in it. But in that place, you don't have to frame yourself to push yourself into something. You can find your place in it. And by the way, it's not going to be easy to do that. But the ease you will experience is not from that Western definition of it's easy or they're going to be ease, right? It's a very different experience of life that comes with a lot of challenges, but some kind of liberation that can be evasive sometimes. It's not like, oh yeah, I'm liberated and this is it. No, there it's like a constant daily return because we have so many part of our colonized mind to shed and our ways and our relation to the world because we're still living in the world, still living in a house. I still have to pay the bills and the taxes and all that. So I think there's also that discomfort because we are challenged by old programmings. And the question is, what kind of dis-ease do you want? What kind of not easy are you choosing? Because there's going to be on both sides, right? But which one are you comfortable with? What calls your heart?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, as you were speaking about that, there's two images that I really loved. And I always love, you know, telling people of like, I hope that you find your place. Mm. A lot of people don't like to hear that because then they're like, oh, I don't want to grow where I'm planted. I want to move. I don't like this. I'm going to move. Right. And as we can see, we're seeing colonization of the world over and over and over again. But efficiency is kind of the other thing that came to me when you were saying this of this, like, you know, as I continue to walk this path, and I've been walking it since, you know, beginning, and I've owned it more, and I've allowed it to be me and me to be it, is you can no longer compartmentalize things, right? You can't even compartmentalize the sacred, right? And, you know, I told my students this day, I was like, I feel like you guys are still saying, okay, I come to these circles and these classes and here I get to be this person. And then in the rest of my life, I have to be this person. I go, no, no, it's all the same. Mm-hmm. You know, the territory is all the same. You might not be able to express yourself, right? You know, you might not have the same amount of witnessing in the outer world that you get in this circle, but you get to still be you, right? It's not about saying, because for me, then it's a call to intimacy. You know, ancient ways are a call to be intimate. And so many of the West want to know things, but they don't want to be known. And I think that's what the call of these ancient ways that we walk are, is, are you ready to be known completely?
And that's not easy.
That's not easy, right? And that's okay, mm-hmm. right? It's okay to be you. Will that mean that someone doesn't like you? Yeah, that's fine. You know?
You're ready.
And that's another thing, right? Is that promise, I feel like this promise of ease is also a promise of like popularity and being likable, right? And like, I get to have all of these things that reflect back to me, as you said, reframe back to me that I'm okay. Right. And if there's stuff going in my life that it is, our people are, you know, I'm not getting that reflected back to me all that, then who am I? It's easier to have other people define me, to have Instagram, right? I love the Instagram and then the behind the, you know, what's really happening behind the scenes, but even that's become a thing, right? Oh, I need to show people, make that messy over there. Some people think that I, you know, the behind the scenes of what real life is, you know, and I think there's just a realness, right, to being where you are. And so many times we compartmentalize to be efficient, to do more, because if we do more, we have more opportunities of things reflecting back to us that were good, that were okay. Because we don't want to sit with how uncomfortable we are, or more importantly, how uncomfortable we have agreed to be. Because we are expecting the outer world to always tell us that we're okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sorry. Please go.
No, go ahead.
No, I was like, you know, that's interesting because thinking of social media, right? We literally have 1 second to catch someone's attention with an image or a phrase. And I've always seen that if I do a very short post and something, people, you know, really react and read it. But once it's a longer post that require reflection, that requires slowing down, it's not immediate reward. It's not something that there is even an answer. It's something that might even be very uncomfortable if you slow down. Like you say, you might realize, in fact, you're not okay. Or we are not okay, let's say, you know, as a general community. Then people don't have the attention span, don't have the time to dive in, right? So in the same way as a gardener, you know, we're coming back and weaving with that notion of being planted in the right place. If something doesn't grow in my garden, I'm not blaming the seed. So I'm not blaming the person, I'm blaming the soil. There is something going on with the soil. And what about the soil? That's really hard, is that you don't see anything. It's invisible. The nutrients are not visible. The life that's in it is not visible. There are more life in 1 teaspoon of soil than number of people on the planet. When you hear that, you're like, wow, it's incredible. But if you take a teaspoon of soil, you don't see it. And it is that life, that unseen life, which could be the subconscious, which could be your spirituality, which could be the community, that land that allowed the seed to sprout, to find ease, right? Mm-hmm. But very often we blame the self, or we try to change the self. We try to shape the seeds, or we're like going at the seed and screaming at it. Why are you not grown already? Why are you not growing? But we forgot that the seed, in order to really relax, because the seed needs to relax to crack open for the roots. The soil needs to relax for the roots to go down in it. That's like slowing down, and there is timing and there is space. And so if we're looking for easing ourselves into life or easing into a path or a purpose, we have to include this notion of timing, of space, of slowing down. Because if we want to go at it fast, it's impossible to achieve that. And it's not easy to slow down for a long time, to remove the mask and the veneer, to see like, I'm not okay, or this is not okay. What's going on here is not okay, right? That require a lot of slowing down. I like that as a farmer to really sometimes, you know, I don't know why it's not growing, right? I think I did everything I could. What a beautiful reflection for life. Sometimes things don't go our way. It's not curated. You know, I'm not curating the earth as a farmer. I can't really frame it how I want. I mean, industrial modern agriculture has tried to do that, and we see the consequence of it, right? The soul are dead.
You know, I have a friend, Diana, who does yoga. It was an urban architecture, and she said this here probably 10, 15 years ago, and it's still so present with me. And she said that one of the studies that they did was as humans sped up to a point where they could, where it was uneasy for them, right? The speeds that we drive in cars is not like our bodies have adjusted to it to a certain degree. But the faster we go, the less we see. And if we don't see where we're going, right, then we can't even have any framework of what is ease, what is disease, and where we're at that time.
I love that. And that's really one of the biggest difference between the ancient ways and the modern ways. They are slow. They work on their own speed. Those cosmic wheel of time, they go way beyond the self also, or this one life, right? This is a long, long arch. That includes justice, that includes many, many things that, you know, we want to accelerate, but maybe it takes nurturing of that soil and that soil out there. Right?
And it will outlast us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. That's where we're going, back in that soil. Yeah. Thank you, Marita. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you for the time.